Hello, C3 family. This is Christian Listener. If you don't know me, I am the new Worship and Discipleship Director out here in C3 Colby. I've had a wonderful experience so far, so thank you for all your love, support, and prayers. And for my Pray Today debut, we will be praying for the educators of this nation. So Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6 says, "Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it." When I think back at my childhood and all those teachers I had in elementary, middle school, high school, and even college, I could remember those favorite teachers that just stuck out to me. And those favorite teachers were usually my music teachers, because music is my favorite subject. And they would teach me how to play my instruments, they would teach me music theory, how to be a good musician, a responsible musician. And their teachings carried on even today as I serve as the worship pastor here at C3 Colby. So anyone who is listening to this that is an educator, just know that your work is making a difference, whether big or small. When you start children off on the way they should go, when you teach them the right things, and when you love them, even when they're old, when they grow up, they will not turn from what you taught them. Amen. Let's all pray for our educators. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks for being our great teacher who taught us with the utmost love, but also with the utmost truth. Lord, you intertwine those things so closely together, and we're so thankful that we have you as our Lord and Savior, as our great teacher, our rabbi, that we could follow, that we could model after. And Lord, I lift up all the educators at this time, especially during this time of transition, Lord, from online teaching due to COVID to in-person teaching. Lord, I just pray that this transition would be smooth, that you would allow the teachers to be adaptable to whatever circumstances they go through, that they'll be able to evolve and do what they're called to do as best they can. And Lord, I just pray that each teacher would be able to intertwine love and truth in their teaching, that they would be able to treat their students respectfully and discipline them when necessary, to have greater patience with them, Lord, if they're not understanding the material or if they're in need of disciplinary action. Lord, I just pray that each educator would have the grace to teach their children and to love them, and to love their families as well, Lord. So be with the educators, Lord. Fill them with your spirit, and go with them as they fulfill their work. In Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen.